Hello, welcome to the Sights On Podcast. I'm Luciano here with Alex. Today we're going to be talking about a topic similar to our last topic, the border. Today we're going to talk about the war on drugs. Alex, start it up.
All right, so the war on drugs started about in the 1960s with Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon really started off this war as drugs coming in from Mexico and from all over the world are really getting out of hand. And if you can give me a second, I think I have this headset on backwards. I'm going to fix that. Sorry about that, everybody. The war on drugs, I think, has definitely gotten worse over time. And as from doing my own research, the war on drugs has really not fixed any of the problems that Richard Nixon had ought to solve. They have, in their own ways, like, it has caused more crime, as I've seen in videos, like a 75%, there is a 25 to 75%, in this video, sorry, I'm becoming like off topic, but they said in a video, I need to put this in the description because I can't think of the title of the video. I think it was an infographic show video. That is what I can give you. The 25 to 75% of crime has increased because of the war on drugs. I think the war on drugs has really not, I think it's a failure. We spend, let me give you some statistics as I'm getting my facts all straight together, that we spend we have a $30 billion budget and only 1% of effectiveness rate. I think that is crazy. That $30 billion in our budget yearly to fix a problem and only 1% effectiveness, like, what is that money going to? And I think, are we just, like, arresting the people in possession of drugs? Is that what the $30 billion goes to? What is that actually, like, Lucci, what do you think about that? I tell you that only 1% actually goes to, like, fixing the crime. Or to fixing the problem of, like, the war on drugs.
The war on drugs, it's hard. Because people that take drugs, it's hard for them to get off of it. And once one is addicted, it's a cycle.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get back into it. They're not going to come off of it.
Also stop these people. Once they're addicted, they're addicted, and there is no real, without paying, a way for them to get the help they need, and we end up just incriminating them, and then we put them in behind bars instead of getting them actual help. They never get the actual help they need from the addiction they just gained from those drugs that they've taken.
Yeah, and these people, it's sad because their lives could be so much better. Drugs make it so much worse. It's sad to see because the majority of these people that take the drugs, they are homeless or going to be homeless in the future because they can't get their lives straight together on these drugs. I would never want to see my child get drugged.
Yeah.
I never want to see a child or a citizen of the United States in a drug addiction.
Yeah.
My stance on this is that when you have drugs on your street and you have them unregulated, it's much more easier for someone to get possession of it.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Okay. So the whole stance on the war on drugs is no drugs, no problems. Do you agree with that?
I agree with regulation of the drugs. There are people on the left that want to say, oh, we want to legalize drugs. We want to legalize marijuana. We want to legalize all these drugs and say they're medicinal. And their argument is that when you legalize drugs, it makes it less of a hardship on the people that are getting it and that they can get it easier and they are not going to be criminalized and then that things will go better for these people. I don't see a way like that. I don't see how legalizing drugs will solve the issue.
I think the main thing I get from people on the left is that it's supposed to take the leave off law enforcement to actually have to enforce those laws, right? Because now they don't have to arrest them, they don't have to prosecute them, they don't have to do anything. And I see the point of, like, oh, that, well, it's less for them to do, but it also doesn't solve the actual problem of, like, oh, now these people are addicted still and they're, you know, shooting drugs into their system. Like, how does that actually fix the real problem of, like, helping these people? That doesn't help them at all. It just makes their lives go by quicker, I guess, because they're most likely could die from either heroin overdose, fentanyl overdose, you know, because these people can be seen as very irresponsible, and they take these drugs till basically they die.
these people, I think this is what the law enforcement should enforce those laws. They should get these people off the streets and stop them from taking drugs. But whenever they put these people into custody, they should implement programs for them. They should get them into a program that helps them wean off the drugs.
Do you think they should go to prison, or do you think they should go to a, like, what's the word? Like a medical hospital, just like that would help them get over their drug addictiveness.
I think they should go to prison, but we should have psychologists, psychiatrists visit the facility and help those specific things.
No, my thing is, like, my idea is, like, if they wouldn't take the help, then they could go to prison because you're refusing to get better, right? But if you actually want to take the help and take all the steps to get over your addiction, I don't think, for me personally, that they should have to go to prison if they're gonna fix themselves, right? If they come to agreement that, hey, I want to get better, I want to actually get my life back, I feel like the drugs already do enough of taking their life away that they shouldn't have to go to prison. But only if they agree to all the help that we can give them.
Right. And it's hard for those people. Okay. They're not mentally
all there.
There to make the decision.
Yeah.
You might make the argument that they say they want to, but they are in an altered mental status. They are going into a place where they can't make that decision for themselves. So I would posit the argument that these people need to be in a place where they can be monitored, because if they're not monitored, they will continue to use these drugs and they'll continue to get those sources. If you put them in a medical facility, I would say that you'd need to have law enforcement there to contain them, keep them in a place where they can stay in that area for a specific amount of time and get this drug addiction over with.
And I'm not saying I agree with, like, what certain states have done, like Washington, where they have legalized it all, because I don't think that really fixed it. And again, it was like putting a Band-Aid on a bigger wound, and then that Band-Aid got, like, ripped off because it doesn't really do anything. And it's hard to, like, actually have a good problem besides, like, these, well, rehabilitation, we'll call it rehabilitation, like, of getting over the addiction. Because there's not much you can, in my opinion, once you're so addicted, there's not much we can really do besides the rehabilitation, or it's just prison. And we've already seen, like, we already have a huge amount of people in prison for drug-related crimes.
It's a big number, and that's the issue. It's costing us money. And I think that's an argument from the left or people that want to legalize drugs. It will cost us less to enforce the laws, and we could actually put money into, like, helping them get better.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get those people better? How are you going to do something like take them off the street and say, hey, come with me? Are they going to come with you?
Yeah.
No. You need a police officer there. You need someone who can actually deal with these people. You need some type of law that says these drugs are illegal, and this is our stance in this country, that we do not want our citizens to take these drugs. We want our citizens to be free of these drugs.
Yeah.
If you legalize it, you're making a position saying that our country supports these drugs. So that means that my children, they have the opportunity to get drugs. And when something's illegal in the country, most of the citizens will stay away from it.
Yeah.
Most of the citizens do not want to go to jail. Most citizens will stay away from it and not even think about trying it. When something is legal, there will be people that say, oh, it's legal, why not do it now?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about marijuana, there were probably people that stayed away from marijuana just because there was a chance that they could be arrested, prosecuted, it would be on their record forever. But when it becomes legal, then there's no harm and people get addicted, they start smoking more, and you know where I'm going at with this, right? Just like you said, the more we legalize drugs, then there becomes problems.
And if it comes to an argument of taxpayer dollars, I think it's worth it to spend our money to keep our citizens out of drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs ruin your life. That's a non-negotiable. Drugs will ruin your life. If you take drugs, your life is ruined. You're going to be addicted, and you're going to go into the hole for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because it's a cycle. America should never legalize something that will ruin the citizens, even if it costs the America more money. Look where our money is going today.
So it's
going to Ukraine. It's going to other countries other than the U.S.
Do you think this should be a federal problem and not a state problem, that the federal government should control the drugs, and so that way they can enforce it more? And they would go to, let's say if they did go to prison, they would go to a federal prison instead of a state prison.
So it's a federal versus state issue. That's more of the Constitution. What's not listed in the Constitution as a federal responsibility is issued to the states. And that's what the Constitution put in place, so that the federal government doesn't get too big.
Yeah. But at the same time...
It's hard because the states will do things that are stupid.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., that's stupid to legalize marijuana when it can harm your children, harm the goodwill of beings. And people say it's medicinal, but the effects in the long term, will your body get better if you take marijuana every day of your life?
I mean, I'm seeing videos of, like, people in Portland, and there's just syringes and needles on the ground just everywhere, and then you have to pay taxpayer dollars people to pick that up instead of, like, oh, well, we could just go and help those people. And I know everyone's going to be like, some of those people are lost, you can't help them. Well, I'd rather help anyone we can than just leave them all to sit there and die on their fentanyl or overdose on whatever they were taking. You know, I'd rather help as many as we can than, again, let them all die. Like, what does that do for us?
Right. And the question is, what is the ideal American life?
Yeah.
What should what's the dream of the American life? It's to raise up a family. It's to get a job that you are passionate about and to raise up in society.
Yeah.
Drugs, how is that a ideal American dream? Drugs is a distraction. It's something that takes it off the streets. These people in Oregon, their American dream is gone.
Yeah.
Because they have gone the wrong way. And if a state chooses to legalize it, because that's the majority ruling of the state, that state's going to be gone. That the American dream is gone in that state.
I mean, personally, I would be scared to go into, like, Portland or, like, Seattle and to see all that. Like,
right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, as a tourist, would be scared to go. Is it safe to go over there? Like, the police aren't going to enforce anything. Like, yeah. Are they going to help me?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's why people are leaving those states. Because you look at the states that are democratically run by Democrats. People are leaving them because they see that it's not a good thing to stay in that state. And I'm not saying that Republicans run it well either. I'm saying
just look at the Deep South. I mean, the Deep South is pretty poor.
Yeah, in Republican-held states, we have poor areas too. But the Democratic-run policies of these cities, the cities are trash. Like, compared to what they were, if you compare the economy, the health of the citizens, the amount of homeless people, that's a metric that you look at, it's significantly rising in cities like San Francisco, New York, Oregon, Seattle. And even here in Texas, we have more homeless people today.
Yeah.
We see this trend rising because we have policies such as this. We legalize a drug that gets more people addicted and that leads to more people on the streets, that ruins the lives of the citizens. And it's sad. And that should not be the way. Our founding fathers would never have promoted a concept like this, legalizing harmful drugs.
Especially harmful. And I really don't think, in my own personal opinion, that I think rehabilitation is the only way to save anybody, because sitting them in prison, they'll just sit there. And if they don't get any help, then when they get back out, they just do the same thing. And you become what they call a repeat offender. You're just going to get the same charge. And they'll just sit in prison for the rest of their lives. And some people say, well, it's good to get them off the street. And it's like, but are we really helping them? Or are we just, like, quote-unquote, helping ourselves by getting them off the streets from other people? And we'd love to see them, obviously, be fixed. And we've seen this, actually, where I bring up this rehabilitation is from Switzerland, where they, instead of criminalizing, they put them through rehabilitation. and they saw a significant decrease in the amount of people that would, like, reoffend on heroin and stuff like that. So I think it's worth a shot because we don't have that right now. And I think I'd rather, as a taxpayer, pay for them to get help than for them to just sit in a prison forever. That's my personal opinion. Why not help them with my tax money than to let them just sit in a prison cell all day long?
I agree with that. I think we should help them in a way and keep law enforcement there. That's my only concern, because these people could do some harm if they were let unaided.
I definitely think law enforcement should have some sort of, what would you call the...
Restraint?
Restraint. Should have some sort of restraint to arrest and get these people and then get them to a mental hospital, some sort of care for them.
Yeah, I agree. So now let's talk about the root of this problem. Where, like, we have these marijuana, we have this THC, we have all these drugs, but the main problem right now today is opioid overdose.
Oh, yeah.
Fentanyl, all these other dangerous compounds that are mixed together, fentanyl with another type of opioid come together called carfentanyl. These things, they are very harmful and they increase the amount of deaths here. Today is the most dangerous time to live in America because of fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
If you're exposed to it, if a cop is exposed to it, that cop is life in danger because it's so toxic.
Yeah. So I really have
what do you have on this?
When it comes to fentanyl and opioids, I know they're extremely bad. I sound like really uneducated when I talk about this, but I'm not going to just talk out of my butt just to talk. I don't know how they get them. I don't know how it's made. I just do know that it's extremely harmful and it's taken a lot of U.S. lives.
Okay. And that's totally fine if you don't know. So
can you inform me a little bit on any of that?
The drugs that come in, they're not made in America. They are made across the border. They're taken across the border into our country. And if you watch videos, there's shipments across the sea. They come from the South American countries across the sea, and then they get here. The Coast Guard comes and seizes them.
Yeah.
That's one port of entry. Second main port of entry is the border here between Texas and Mexico, and then that circles around from Arizona around to California, and then through New Mexico. So that's another main route. These drugs come in, and if they get in, which most does, a lot of it does, they go to street sellers and they distribute them to the population. So, and that's how people get a hang of it.
I always thought that they got it from, like, the pharmacies, but maybe I'm just an idiot. I didn't know how. But, like, and then they would just get this prescription, and then it would just get worse and worse, that they would get, like, prescribed something that has it.
That's another way.
Maybe I was wrong.
That's another way. But that type of opioid is a weaker dose.
Yeah.
Because these are for problems like tooth pain.
I was gonna say, for like, surgery pain. The reason that they would want to acquire this drug, besides that, is addictive and or something. Like, do you know, like, maybe why they would want to take this drug? Is there a particular reason that makes it?
There's a high point. So this opioids are a type of suppressant to the system, the body system, and when you take it, it gives you a high feeling, then you start to pass out because it depresses your nervous system. It's dangerous because it stops your breathing. Your respiratory rate gets so low that you can't breathe anymore.
I mean, we've seen it, right? They just pass out right there in the middle of the street or wherever they're at.
And the law enforcement, when they come and see that, they give a shot of Narcan, which is like an inhibitor.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen videos of
opioid,
that.
And that immediately gets them awake, but that's not the problem, it's the addiction. And the drugs that, there's three main methods of, like, addiction. One, you get out of the street. One, it's a medicinal factor where you got a surgery and then you start getting addicted to it. And then the third is that you're exposed to it and then you start getting addicted. Like, some police officers, they get addicted because they get exposed to it.
Yeah.
So the problem is that's coming from our border and from other ports of entry. And we need to tighten it up. The last episode that we filmed, we discussed the border and how the mass migration of immigrants from the South American countries are flooding our border, and that's making it easy for the 1 to 10% of bad people to smuggle in drugs, smuggle in human lives, like human trafficking, and get into our country and infiltrate and harm our citizens. These 1 to 10% of people are bringing these drugs in, and they're selling it to people that are addicted, or they're enticing people to get these drugs and take them. And that's what happens to people who are addicted in high schools, colleges, and even across the board. Like, people, anybody could get addicted to this substance because it's so harmful.
Yeah. And I feel like drugs are becoming more normalized in today's society in a bad, obviously in a bad way. We see more and more people vaping, and I know people be like, oh, it's not so bad. And it obviously, it's still, it's just like cigarettes. It's smoking. Yes, you don't smell it like cigarettes, that nasty smell. Everybody knows what that crap smells like. But I think another problem is we have to, if we're going to fight the war on drugs, you have to really stop and normalizing things like vapes and Zen and tobacco and all that stuff. It's bad for you, and at the end of the day, and it can be, if you don't know what you're doing, become extremely addictive. But what could we do to fix that? Again, we have to we go through it already in school. We go, you know, drugs are bad, don't vape, don't do this. You know, if they catch you in school with a vape, you get, not ISS, you probably get, like, out of school suspension. And I think it all starts with also educating these people. I feel like at least it works for me, but at the end of the day, the people who want that, those drugs and that stuff, they'll find a way to get it. When you want something, as we know, with our mind, you go and get what you want. So if those people want the drugs that they want, there's almost no stopping it with this problem. The only way to stop it is, once they've got it, is then to cure them. And that's also a very hard process. I think this problem is super hard to fix, and I think it's almost, personally, it's pretty almost impossible. But we can only try, right?
I think it's possible. It starts here. We need to come together and make a policy that illegalizes drugs, because that's the number one step. If you legalize drugs, it just makes it easier to say, as a country, we don't want it here. Now we implement policies that reinforce rehabilitation of these people.
Yeah.
And make programs, mass programs, that help these people get back on their feet. And it's not only just drugs. It's like also homeless people. Like, in general, if you're homeless, you're more likely to take drugs. You're more likely to rely on that type of substance to cope with your homelessness.
Street sellers and such as that.
But yeah.
We don't, it's hard to find what a street seller, if you know they're selling, and we don't obviously catch these people that are selling to the vulnerable, the homeless.
Yeah, the war on drugs, it starts here at home. We can't focus on the drugs coming in. We have to focus on the people itself. When we have our people here in our country, we need to get them off the streets. We need to get them back on their feet. I know there's a welfare. I'm not talking about welfare. You can give these people money, but they're not going to use it because they're not educated. They'll just use it on more drugs because they're addicted. You need to teach them the right way to live.
Again, the rehabilitation. Yeah.
Jesus, if you're a Christian, Jesus said, don't give the man fish, teach him how to fish. Don't give the man money, teach him how to make money. Teach these people how to get off the streets and get a better life. If you do that, these people will wean off the drugs. They'll understand that the things that they're doing will not lead them to the American dream. Some of them obviously won't want help, but
yeah,
their mind is not in the right place, so we have to help them. You can't just leave a sinner on the road.
Yeah.
You can't just leave a person, no citizen is left behind. You can't leave someone on the road and just say, oh, they don't want help. But they do, they're really in need of help because their mind is not in the right place.
If they die, right? Like, at the end of the day, if they just keep taking the drug, the opioids, whatever, that's when they, you know, and you don't get the Narcan, they just die.
Yeah.
So,
So we need policies. We need what specific policy? I keep saying policies. We need to get these. We need to make it a mandatory thing that you can't live on the street. Living on the street is just making the problem worse. You have to be proactive. You have to at least go to a homeless shelter where they can give you help. They can give you support. They can give you some instructions on how to get training for a job.
Yeah, and this is interesting because I, in a way, like, I don't agree, like, because, like, so are you saying that we will have to, like, besides homeless shelters, are we going to fund with our taxpayer money places for these homeless, the vulnerable, places to stay?
We should get them off the street. That's what I'm saying.
But where do they go?
They should go to a homeless shelter. They should go to places that are designated to help people in need.
And what if they refuse? Does that mean prison? What does that mean, you think, for you?
If they refuse, then it means prison, because it's a law that we put in place. We have to enforce it because these people cannot live on the streets. That's deteriorating the country. If they deteriorate the country, then the country is not there anymore. When they get we get them off the streets, even if they say no. Like, you have free will, right, in this country. You have freedom. But you don't have freedom to make this country worse. You don't have freedom to take the rights of other citizens away. Like, these homeless people, they're living on the streets, and they're making it hard for everyday Americans to go about their business. That's another argument. But my argument is that I want the best for them, and we should get them off the streets. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
And we should get them into a place where they can get help, homeless shelters, or job training facilities.
Yeah.
And implement social workers to come in, which there are already things coming up happening right now, but it's gotten worse in cities like San Francisco, Oregon, Seattle, New York, even here in Texas. So we need to get these people off the streets. We need to get them jobs, and teach them how to do valuable skills that they can do throughout their life, and then get more people off their butt and on their feet.
Do you think that there should, like, how bad of an offense do you think it should be? Like, because in my opinion, there will be a lot more people as we have, you know, these freedoms. People like to almost abuse their freedom. Like, the people that I, in my opinion, there would be a bunch of pushback from those people that would say, no, I don't want rehabilitation because their mind isn't in the right state, right? Even though that's what they probably need, they probably would say no. So how bad or how long do you think they would have to be in prison? And then what do we do? Like, do we help them as they're in prison? And again, like, how do we deal with the repeat offenders that would continuously, do they just have a long, long sentence for those repeat offenders? What do you think?
Yeah, in medicine, whenever you have a patient that is on an altered mental status, like they can't think for themselves, you would go ahead and treat them because they can't make decisions for themselves. If the patient is going to commit suicide and he fails, and then he says, oh no, don't take me to the hospital, you're going to have to take him to the hospital because he can't make the decision for himself.
Yeah.
So these people, they can't, if they're on drugs and they're all obviously altered in their mind, you have to treat them. You have to treat them like a patient, because they, otherwise, what would you do to them? Are they just rocks on the street?
Yeah.
They're not rocks. They're human beings. And if we don't have the best interest for all our people, then who do we have the best interest for? These people are our citizens. They should have welfare programs, not welfare meaning that we give them stuff, training. There's some people on the left that say we should give them everything. We should give them a check. We should give them a gold stamp so that they can buy more food, but they really use that for drugs. We should give them training. We should give them everything that they need to be successful.
Yeah.
And it's easy being said, but I think we can do it as a country if we start enforcing the law of getting people off the streets and starting to get them into a better life.
All right. I think I'm going to conclude with my final statements. I think my main thing is I definitely want rehabilitation for those who want it. And I think that is our best, that's where I would like my future taxpayer dollars to go to is to rehabilitation to help those who will take the help that they can get. What about you, Luchi?
Yeah, I want these people to have better lives. And I'm sure everyone does. I just think we need to discuss the ways that we should implement the policies. People on the other side of the aisle, they want to legalize it. I don't think that's the best way. I think the best way is to stand firm.
Legalize and decriminalize, I think, is the right
term. Decriminalize. I think the right way is to still make it illegal, because that makes a firm stance in this country that we don't support drugs, and that we should start working with our homeless population first. Yeah. Then take care of the border, take care of everything that could give access to drugs, and be strong in our policies for the remaining future. Don't weaken on them, because if we weaken on them, people will start getting access.
Yeah.
I'd like to end by saying, like, we have freedom in this country, but the freedom ends when you try to harm the country. Because the country can't persist if it's harmed. And that's an important lesson to learn, because if you harm the country, it's going to die. And that's what we're seeing right now with the homeless population. So we need to revive this country with good policies, good leadership, and get these people off the streets.
For sure. Thank you all for listening to the Sights On podcast. It's been a great episode with me and Luchi. We hope you all have a great day. This is Sights On, signing off.